smile like that.
Yeah. Well, somebody told me that right at the end of the game. They said, hey, if we get one more first down, we'll set an NFL record for first downs in a game, which is that true?
Yes.
That we did that? Okay. I knew we were going to be running it, but, you know, we got 8 yards on that first down run with Luke in there. And, you know, we had been running the ball very well there in the fourth quarter. And so I just kind of nudged Sean and said, hey, we get one more first down, we set an NFL record. And then that's just like telling the pitcher, you know, he's got a no-hitter. And so then it was stuff, you know. And so now we're sitting there at fourth and five. And, you know, I kind of looked at him, and he was like, hey, we're going for it. You know, I mean, that situation in the game too, you know, if you don't get it, based upon, you know, their play calling from the series before, you felt like they would just go down on a knee or whatever. So you really had nothing to lose there. And I think Luke told the guys in the huddle too, hey, guys, we get a first down here, we set an NFL record. And they thought he was kidding around. They're like, come on, man, we don't need any extra motivation here, you know. I mean, we're pros. And then when he got it, then they started hearing guys say, hey, that did indeed set an NFL record. And they said, oh, he wasn't messing with us. So, yeah, it was it's good. I mean, in a way, you know, to come in a game like this, a win like this, you know, it's fun.
You got a few NFL records. I mean, as a team, where is this going? Is this in the top tier, do you think?
Well, I mean, you know, it's just a single game record, you know. It's not like I think we set the total yardage record back in 11 as an offense. So that goes for the whole season. I mean, that's, you know, that's saying something. I think it says a lot about just today. Today was extremely efficient offensively, both in the run and the pass. I think we averaged 8 yards per play, which is a ton. You know, the run game, I'm not sure what our average run per play was, but I know Mark Ingram was 10 yards a carry. You know, so, man, when you have numbers like that, that's, you know, obviously that doesn't happen every day. And spreading the ball around, getting everyone involved, you know, I mean, these are the days you love to have 40 minutes of time of possession, 80 plays, 49 points. I'm not going to complain about that.
Drew, you mentioned spreading the ball around. Marcus has not been very good at catches in the last few weeks and missed last week. How much was it important to get him back in the flow of things and was it to you to see him have a big game?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he's such a tough, durable guy who's always there, you know, and so, you know, missing last week, I think that was more just like, hey, let's just give you, you know, a week just to get, you know, healthy and really feeling good. And, you know, he's always battling something, you know, and that's just a testament to his toughness and his will and desire to always want to be out there, never misses a rep in practice. I mean, he's a warrior. He really is. He's so, you know, just the antithesis of, I think, the what most people would think of, you know, number one receiver, you know, as far as the, you know, the glitz, the glam, the, you know, always in front of the camera or always being, you know, talked about in a certain way. You know, he just comes to work, goes, you know, goes about his business. Such a professional, such a pro. I mean, wouldn't trade him for anybody. I mean, we've had so many great years together, and I feel like we've got at least a few more great years together. And, you know, he just continues to, you know, impress.
He finished the night 11 yards short of the team career receiving record. You think you can get that to him?
I hope so. I hope so. Yeah.
Sticking with the receivers, Kenny Stills, another big play for him. Coach Bates was very high on talking about his IQ as a rookie and everything. Seems like you're gaining more trust in him and his play as well as the big plays he continues to make.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, Kenny is a big time playmaker, and the more experience he gets, the more opportunities we put him in, you know, in positions to succeed. I mean, he continues to show the, you know, his skill set, and I think just his natural football instincts and football IQ, as Sean would say. And so, you know, he'll continue to get more and more opportunities, you know, and obviously he's come up with some big catches here over the last 4 weeks. You know, I'm looking forward to, you know, Nick Toon having, you know, kind of breaking the seal there and going off like I know he can. And, you know, Lance continues to do what he does so well. Same with, you know, Meacham and Marcus. I mean, we've had so much time together, you know, the three of those guys and me. And now these two young guys working them into the fold. It's a great group.
With this
complete win as even offensively?
Yeah, I would say it was. I would say it definitely was. Defensively, they were outstanding. I mean, anytime you can hold an opposing offense to 0-for-9 on third down, that's going to win you, should win you every game. Just their level of emotion and so many times you felt like, man, they'd stop them before they could even get a drive going, and all of a sudden we're getting the ball back and allowing us to, put together a great drive. And so I think just that complimentary football element that we always talk about having was very present tonight.
Game ball for Ron Bryant?
Oh, no doubt. A lot of game balls today. I think, and I'm not just giving this lip service, but the offensive line. Maybe the quarterback's supposed to say, mention the offensive line after, at every press conference, but for real, these guys were phenomenal today, phenomenal. And I love our group. Win or lose, I think they're a bunch of warriors. They battle. They take so much pride in what they do, setting the tone for the game each and every time out. And so many great veterans among that group and some talented young guys, but guys that just, man, come to work and take so much pride in it. And what they did in the run game, the pass game, especially after being challenged for, last week, they rose to the occasion and did a phenomenal job. Every one of those guys deserves a game ball, first and foremost.
What did you think of the screen call? Right before the half.
Before half?
That was kind of a field shot there.
Yeah, yeah. You're sitting there and, you got a lot of ground to cover. And you probably have time for, one play, and then you're going to call the timeout and see where you're at. Maybe you have an opportunity to take a shot at the end zone, maybe not. But you get the ball in Sproles' hands in space with some blockers, then that's usually a good recipe.
Can you talk more about Mark Gatewood?
Yeah. I'm extremely happy for Mark. He's unfortunately been bit by the injury bug and, really – kind of since he's been here and this year, especially, of course, with high expectations. And listen, Mark's a great football player. He's a great all-around football player. In the run game, pass blocking, catching the ball in the backfield, he does a lot of great things, and you just feel like up to this point, his career here, there are times where he just hadn't really been able to get into a rhythm, based upon kind of in and out of the lineup, being dinged up and that kind of thing. But you knew that, man, every time he got opportunities, he was making the most of them. So you're just kind of waiting for that breakout, performance. But more so than that, I think just feeling like, man, he's healthy, he's rolling, and he's getting opportunities. And, man, he got those today and certainly made the most of it. He was a man on a mission today. Who would have known he was kind of a game-time decision, just with his, being a little bit banged up. But, you wouldn't have known. He's another guy who, just battles, and so happy for him because you feel like this is just kind of breaking the seal for what he's capable of, for this offense moving forward.
Sure, you always want to be improving every week, but a couple of the guys in the locker room just said this game is like the blueprint. This is what we want to replicate.
Absolutely. I don't think you're going to get 625 yards a game, but I think what you strive for is efficiency, both in the run game and the pass game. We had that today. Great balance, great efficiency. You strive for converting third downs. We were 9 of 12 today, 75%. That's going to win you a lot of football games. 4 or 5 in the red zone, 80%. That's going to win you a lot of football games. No turnovers on offense. It's going to win you a lot of football games. So you continue to focus on just some of those key elements, to offensive football, to football as a team, and you're going to win a lot of football games.
You have certain opponents starting with San Francisco that are sort of going to test.
Yeah.
The physical nature, some
things
that match up problems with that. Is that almost good for you? Would you almost
no,
I mean,
we certainly need that challenge. They're a very good football team, and I know they had a tough loss today. They're a team that's obviously very much in the mix. They went to the Super Bowl last year. They went to the NFC Championship the game before, or year before. We've played them the last 2 years and lost at their place and at our place. So we know the type of team they are. We know the talent that they have, what they're capable of, what a physical team they are. They pride themselves on that on both sides of the ball. So we're going to need our best game to beat these guys. We know that.
Thank you.